Career Designs.
Hey, Doug, it's Adrian. How are you?
Okie doke. Hey, yeah, so anyway, hopefully Bob doesn't try to call me back.
I was actually on the phone with Bob when you called in, so he explained the situation. He told me everything.
Terrific. Okay, so here's where I'm at. I need, let's see, 86, 45. I need a stone that costs about, well, let's say 7,600, you know, 73 to 7,600 in a emerald cut.
So measurements, we're not even going to take measurements into consideration. Now it's just like cost, basically, is what you want to take.
It is, yeah, because he said blah, 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 and I said, okay, great, you know.
Yeah.
Because he told me what the 7x5 was approximately, you know.
Yeah, like a 150 HVS1. Your cost on that one is $7,238, and that one measures 5.45.
Okay.
I have a 167, but that's a shorter millimeter. So I'm trying to look for something. There's also like a 150, which is closer to 8.03 by 5.32.
IVS2,
and it's a 150. That one is 60.
I'm sorry, what was it? A what?
150, I as in indigo, VS2.
No. I want something that's, you know, because that one that he told me that was about 30-something was an FES.
Oh, so you want to stay colorless?
I kind of like want to be there. That's something that's, you know, pretty kind of flashy.
I'm just trying to find more spready. So there's a 140 FDS2, measure 738 by 538, and that one is 6615.
Okay. We want to spend more money.
If you go, but okay, so this one is a little bit squattier. I don't want to go squatty.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second, because of we're using an older setting, and we're taking smaller stone with a halo out, making that into a pendant, and then replacing that with this. There's going to be, I still might have to size the ring itself, you know, so that the sides come up to, and or add baguettes or something on the side of it. I don't know yet, but, you know, just to fill in the space. But, you know, if it's squatty, and it might, you know, serve its purpose, so to speak.
So the squatty one that I have, the 150 GVS2, that one measures...
Hang on, 150 GVS2, okay.
Measures 7.04 by 5.43, so that's a 1:3:1 ratio.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's the price on that one?
$74.25. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, H, I think it would be fine, because between a G and an H, I mean, I do like this 150, the HVS one, for 7238, because that's right where you want to be as far as, like, ratio for an emerald cut, like the perfect emerald.
Gotcha.
And that one has faint fluorescence, which will help it face up whiter.
That's a 150, you say?
Correct, exactly. And that one was the 757 by 545.
Right.
XX none, or XX faint.
Okay. Okay, well let's tap that one. Wonder if I should even bother getting this other one. I told him I might be able to, you know, grab at least two stones or something from the repair.
Yeah, you can do that. If you wanted to do the 140 or even the 150G, just so he can see the two different ratios. You know what
actually,
I mean?
Actually, it's the husband is buying this all by himself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Risky. But who can say no? Who would say no to a beautiful natural diamond emerald, right?
Right. Exactly. Tell me again about that eye stone.
The eye color GIA, the one that measures 803 by 532.
803 by 532. Mm-hmm. I never wrote it down.
Nope, that's
and it's okay. You said it's 1.4?
No, 1.50. That one's an IVS2. I have a 140
IVS2.
With
IVS2. Yep. Okay.
6338 on that one.
That's 6338, you said?
Yes. But you're half a millimeter bigger, same physical weight, half a millimeter bigger.
Yeah.
So that's closer to what, like a carat 3/4, almost 2 carat would measure.
Yeah.
It's actually bigger than what a carat 3/4 would measure.
So was it shallow? Must be shallow, eh?
Not terrible. I mean, you're at 3.57 for your height. The H that I told you about is 372, so still it's not terrible. It's just like a little bit longer and skinnier.
Yeah. Can you send those three?
Which ones?
The H, the I, and the G?
How soon? So if I get them there tomorrow...
Yeah.
How soon would you have a decision?
He's looking tomorrow or Saturday.
Okay, and then you'd be able to overnight whichever options would not sell.
Yeah, I understood. I get the idea.
Got it.
You got to sell stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Nope, I understand. So the G
so
for 7425 for the G, the H is 7238, and the I is 6338, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got it. You'll have tomorrow, Doug.
Terrific. Thank you,
Adrian. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Adios.
Yep. Bye.